Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another week's podcast. I hope everyone was doing well over the holiday weekend. Boy, oh boy, I tell you what, it was good for me because I grilled out. I think I talked about this last week. I bought a new grill. If I didn't tell you guys that, hey, here it is. I bought a new grill and I got to break it in this weekend. Oh, cooked so much stuff. It was fun. Had family over and we just had a lot of fun just, you know, doing what you do on a holiday weekend. This is the first time I've grilled out in almost 2 years. Didn't grill out any this year, none of last year. So yeah, about 2 years. This whole thing really screwed us over, the whole coronavirus and all this nonsense. I still haven't been on vacation since coronavirus. I haven't been on vacation since, I want to say 2019, maybe 2018, to be honest with you. Maybe 2018. I honestly cannot remember. Time flies so fast, it's not even funny. Not funny at all, because last year, gone. This year, we're almost out of here. 2021 is almost in the books. We're in the month of September. So if that's not much of a wake-up call for you, I don't know what it is. Like really get your shit together because time flies. You know, a lot of people, they talk about like, oh man, like I just don't have the time for that. But when you really look up, time flies. You could have done something that took 2-4 years and you really didn't know, but you just didn't want to do it because you made excuses. Anyway, I just went off on something totally different. I went from talking about barbecue to being responsible. Wow. Anyway, today's podcast, we're going to talk about customers and clients and the difference. And this is one thing that I've noticed coming out of coming out of the pandemic, because I've talked about this before in the podcast, how my business has changed. I think I talked about this last week, maybe. Well, my business has changed. If it sounds familiar, keep rocking with me. But pre-pandemic, my weekdays were busy. And my weekends were just like, ho-hum. It was one of those things where I could take a Friday or Saturday off and not really bat an eye about it because I just wasn't that busy on the weekends. And I swear to you, coming out of the quarantine and all the nonsense, it seems like my business shifted where I'm more busier on the weekends than the weekdays. Now, like I told you last week or maybe the week before, whatever, I'm taking an extra day off, which is Tuesday, which helped strengthen my other days. So it's a nice little balancing act. But boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, I definitely, with the coming out of the pandemic and seeing, you know, the difference in clientele, et cetera. Yeah, there's a big difference between customers and clients. A customer is just someone that patrons a business, whether it's regularly or, you know, they come every couple months, once a year, once every 2 years, like something like this. This is a customer. Client is someone who is loyal to you, whether they come every week, come every month, regularly. They don't think about, ooh, let me go try this guy out, or, oh, he's not available, I still got to get this done, so screw him. You know, I'm going to do this anyway. Those are clients that do stuff like that, that go get their hair cut somewhere else where it's more of a transactional relationship. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. You need to be very careful with clients because don't get too emotionally attached to clients because they come and go like the wind. They come and go like the weather. They come and go like the seasons. It's no different. If you try to get too emotionally wrapped up in whomever, right? Because it could be a him or her or a this or that or that. Let me stop. It can be all of that. And people, they'll take it personally. Like, oh, he doesn't like me anymore. Oh, why is he doing? And you'll start over analyzing this whole thing, wondering if you're a good barber or not or whatever. It's a part of the game, guys. You got to realize that. It's a part of the game. That's just how the game goes. You got to have thick skin when it comes to this. do not be emotionally attached to clients, especially when you establish what type of person they are. Is this a customer relationship or a client relationship? Clients, you know them more personally. Clients will come to you even when they need a haircut, but you're not available. They'll wait for you the next day or the next week, whatever. That's what they do. But customers, on the other hand, man, it's by any means necessary. It is by any means necessary. Now, look, if someone goes and gets their haircut from another barber because you're not available or whatever, does that make them bad? No, it doesn't make them bad. It just makes them opportunistic. You weren't there to satisfy their needs. Now, one could think easily, how does someone grow their clientele so big? Probably off the backs of someone else being inconsistent or not available or just sucking. But that's how most barbers build their clientele, off of the backs of someone else slipping up. I've gained clients because people slipped up. I'm sure other barbers have gained clients because I slipped up. So it's not to say that I'm the perfect one, not at all, but you got to understand how these relationships work, how you get people, you know, it's so funny. I always tell people, watch out for this warning sign in a relationship, but it's the same when it comes to barber. If you out here getting a chick because you stole her from another dude, what, you think your shit's that good that it can't happen to you? Be careful. It's like the saying goes in the street, you get it how you live. Yeah. Yeah. And you're going to get got too. So be very careful when you know, because I like to talk to people when they first come in the chair. I'm like, hey, what's up? How'd you find out about us? And they tell me the story, whether it's, you know, they just moved to the area. I like these, right? Because this is really a pure relationship, right? There's no double cross anywhere. There's no story of like, hey, how'd you find out about us? And he's like, yeah, man, my last barber, blah, blah, blah. Or no, we don't even put, no. We'll just say the barber, man, he's not available, man. He's off today. So, and then he's like, oh, man, I like this cut. I think you might be my new barber. That's how stuff happens. So this is something that I do. I keep tabs on stuff like this. I honestly know how I got all of my clientele. I know how they've become a customer, and I know the story behind it. So just a little piece of advice, relationship advice, barber to customer / client advice. Pay attention how you got them, because the way you lose them will probably be the same. Probably. And some of my clients, I mean, I have some flighty clients, some flaky clients, man. I really do. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's annoying. It really is annoying. And me personally, I don't like flaky or flighty people in my personal life. And it's no different in barbering. I don't like these type of people. You can't rely on these people. You can't trust these people. They're very unpredictable. And a lot of them are very opportunistic, because to have that trait where you're flighty and flaky, where you're just whimsically here and there, there has to be opportunity that opens up to make you even want to do something like that, to just drop everything at the drop of a hat and, oh, I'm over here now. There's a trait there. So, you know, when it comes to this stuff, man, I really don't even like messing with these people. And, oh, I don't even want to go into this, but I learned a lot when I ask people questions. Like, I ask people questions, and this comes with just being older and just with experience. You know, I know how to assess people in the way they answer questions. Here's some more relationship advice, guys. This is starting to, I'm starting to turn into Dr. Love Baba. Oh, yeah. But here's a piece of relationship advice. this is especially for the single guys out there. It can work on if you're married too. This is just over. Honestly, it's not even just relationship advice. This is just general advice. If you ask someone a question and they can't answer the question truthfully, or they feel like, oh, I can't talk about it, or I don't want to talk about it. When you're dealing with people like this, treat them accordingly, guys. These type of people either need therapy or have not gotten over what they cannot talk about. Think about it. It's very easy for me to say or ask someone, hey, how's the weather outside? You can easily answer that question, right? Oh, it's pretty hot, it's windy, oh, it's cool, you know. Hey, what kind of car do you drive? It's easy to answer that question because you drive what you drive. But if you ask someone, like, hey, this is in the dating world. Hey, how was your last relationship? And the girl responds, I don't want to talk about it. You know, it was real toxic. Oh, I hate that word because a lot of people use that word toxic. I don't even know what the damn word means, honestly. I mean, I know what it means in a chemical sense, but when people talk about like relationships, a lot of people just throw this word out a lot. But if someone can't answer a question, guys, just know something's fishy. That's warning sign number one. Don't ignore it. I'm telling you right now, don't ignore it. File that in the memory bank and keep cross-examining the witness, okay? Because same thing with the clients. When they start acting flaky and weird, guys, I'm telling you, something's up. Something's up. If someone is like, oh, you know, that's a sensitive subject or da da da. No. You're bullshitting me. There's something you're hiding. There's something you can't get over. So that's a piece of relationship advice for you guys. I know you guys have probably dealt with some women that they want to be real secretive. They don't want to open up. They blah, blah, blah. Dude, I'm telling you, leave them chicks alone. I'm telling you, leave them alone. I don't care how cute she is. I don't care if you've been trying to hit it forever. Trust me, it's not going to be worth it in the end, especially if you end up in a relationship. Now, if you're just trying to do a hit it and quit it, okay. But a lot of times guys wander and mysteriously end up in these relationships. Damn. All right, let me get back to barbering. Okay, so talking about personal stuff too much. Let's get back to barbering, all right? So this customer-client relationship, guys, it's fun, and it's cool when you have good clients. Now, I know very few barbers who actually have a full clientele book that they like and have no problems. Like, usually, every barber has, like, a little pocket of clients that you just wish you could get rid of. You know what I mean? You wish you could just dump these clients off to another barber. Now, mind you, because you're the master of your own destiny, you can fire clients, guys. Like, so let's not get it twisted here. Just as quick as a client can fire you, and it happens at the drop of a hat, it'll happen and you don't even know you were fired. You like Smokey and Craig and Friday. Craig getting fired on his day off. This could be you, okay? So don't think that, oh, I got it on lock. People leave barbers all the time. How do you think barbers are getting new clients all the time? Because you got fired in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's the client moved town, or maybe you weren't available, or maybe you just fucked up their hair. Whatever the case is, barbers are getting fired all the time. I get fired, okay? So just know that. And don't take it personal. But the thing is, you got to remember, hey, if you have a few problem childs, deal with them. I mean, you're a grown man. You're an adult, for crying out loud. Just deal with them. it's better to be open and honest than to be cowardly and talking behind someone's back. That's not cool. I mean, that's so silly. Imagine like, oh man, dude, you know, you're complaining to the barbers in the shop. Oh man, I can't stand this dude. This dude, he's always blah, blah, blah. If he's that bad and if he's causing this much strife in your life, get rid of him. I mean, are you struggling that bad for clients? It's crazy. Because one thing I notice about me, I get a lot of like clients that are just in and out, in and out. Like I'll see them one time or for a few times, then you won't see them anymore. Like a lot, I swear, you know, because I'm in Dallas, guys, if you didn't know. And man, people are real. I've noticed, man, people are real easy come, easy go here. I've noticed. And of course, as a barber, you know, trying to run a good business and a consistent business, that can make business tough when you don't have people that are just loyal and consistent. Now, of course, I've got my consistent clients, but it's one of those things where it's like the saying goes, always be promoting. I say, always be accepting new clients, because especially in the case of me and, you know, here in Dallas, boy, these people are so, so unreliable when you talk about the customers. But it is what it is, man. It's just how people are. You know, people are on the move a lot. I have a lot of clients, they'll move, they'll leave, and I'm just like, dang, y'all all over the place. Like, wow. I couldn't live this life. You know, this whole life of popping up here, leave. Like, I had one client. This was, when did he leave? Maybe over a month ago. But he went back to Chicago. And, you know, he moved here because, you know, things were bad up there. And he came down here to, you know, do some things. Was working bullshit jobs, you know, working at fast food joints and things like this. And the last time I cut his hair, the last two times I cut his hair, he was telling me how he's going back up to Chicago because his uncle got beat up or something, and then he was going to retaliate, and I was just like, what? I'm like, dude, you taking like all these steps back. You came here for a better whatever, and now you can go back to Chicago with no real plan. He said he's going to try and get his old job back that he quit and definitely did him dirty, aka burned a bridge. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, this don't make no sense. I told him, dude, you don't know what could happen. Your little revenge tour can go completely left. There's no guarantee you're going to get your job back. You got a job here. There's tons of opportunities in Dallas. Here's the thing that always kills me about people, especially here in Dallas specifically. But it's a trait that people have nonetheless. People are bullshit artists and lazy. There's so many opportunities here in Dallas to make money. It's not even funny. People are like, I hear people say like, oh man, they're paying $12 an hour, or they're getting paid like $10 an hour or $14 an hour. And I tell them, you can easily find a job that pays $20+ an hour here in Dallas. The thing is, most people just don't want to do the work. And I swear to you, I love that this unemployment is adios. I love it. Because these little fuckers, these little scam artists, good luck. I had a client yesterday. He was telling me that he had a guy, got hired where he works, came in, worked one day, then quit. And I was like, is he trying to get back on unemployment or something? I was like, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of scammers. And I told him, I was like, y'all need to be careful the people that you hire now, especially if there's a large influx of people trying to apply, because that means these are these people that just came off of unemployment. And I can tell you this, the majority of those people were just scamming. They were just sitting on their ass, collecting the check, doing nothing, which I can't do that, guys. I would feel uncomfortable sitting on my ass, collecting checks. However, I don't mind doing that if it's from investments, right? So obviously I collect checks all the time. I'm literally collecting checks every week. This week alone, I'll be collecting multiple checks from dividends, guys. Dividends, okay? So I don't mind the money rolling in from investments and things like that. But when it comes to a check that I need for my survival, coming in from the government, and me just being a damn parasite and a leech, no, I'm not with that. I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. So these people, they're going to be coming out of the woodwork, trying to get employed. Be careful, because like I just said earlier, pay attention to how you got them. Pay attention to how you got them, because the foundation's bad. You know how that goes. You know how that goes. So with these barbers, the client relationship, you know, look, just always tell people, do things the way you want them done. Run your business, run your life the way you want. Do things how you want. Because there's no better happiness than that, than you walking through life, doing the things that you want to do. And that's it. There's no, constantly you're compromising. Constantly there's a bunch of, you know, you're giving, but there's not much take on your part. You know, you're always having to bend to the will of others and do things that you don't like. Now, look, I'm not against doing things that you don't like. I think there should be a time limit of that. There should be a point where you become free of all of that. You can't do that all the time. You gotta have some sense of line. There has to be a border with you where you say, like, enough's enough. I'll do this, but I'm not doing that. So with these clients, you got to establish boundaries. Establish to them how you do business. And then make your business easier. Just makes your life easier. If you have a very chaotic clientele and you don't like this and you find yourself complaining a lot, I'm going to tell you, look at all of the things that you complain about and then rectify them. It's that simple. Find a way to rectify them. Because if you're constantly unhappy, I don't want you to get burnt out. I don't want you to fall out of love with something. And that's the worst, especially when you're a person who fell in love with something, or you're doing this because of the love, and that love dies down because, you know, the job just wore you out. You know, it took all of the passion and love out of you. I've seen it. I've been in and out of love with different jobs before. And that's when I knew I just didn't like the job for the long term. I was just like, it might be fun this year or for 2 years. And then I'll just hate it for a year or two. And what I was just like, I can't find myself doing this. No, can't do it. But it's not hard to do this, but it is hard for some people, because some people, they don't like to be confrontational, right? They don't want to upset the cart. And I'm going to be honest with you. You got to upset the cart a little bit. You got to push on it a little bit. Because if you're walking through life pleasing everyone else, like, what's left for you? You know, I want you to be happy. I want you to do the things that you want to do. Perfect example. As you guys know, the vaccine has FDA approval. Now, there's COVID talk, and a lot of employers are telling their employees, you either have to get the vaccine or you're terminated. Now, I think this is a shitty position to be in, guys. I think this is an absolute shitty position to be in. To know that your livelihood is on the line if you do or do not get the vaccine. That's crazy to me, in my opinion. I'm totally against that. Now, I didn't say I'm against the vaccine. I said I'm against that ultimatum, putting you in that dilemma. Now, if you want to get the vaccine or if you don't, the choice is yours. But ultimately, it should be your choice. It shouldn't be like, and I understand it too. You know, this is their business, right? And they can run their business how they want. Hey, so in that scenario, you can't be upset with the employers because, hey, it's their business. It's, you know, it's a private business. They could run it the way they want. Okay. Okay. You don't have to worry. Okay. You're expendable. All right. We'll hire someone else. We'll get the recruiters out or put the little ad out that we're hiring. Sometimes that happens and it sucks, but it is what it is. But the important thing out of all of that is I'm so glad that I'm self-employed. I'm so glad I'm a barber because I don't have to worry about that. I mean, look, maybe I do, right? Maybe my barber shop owner is like, hey, y'all got to get the vaccine or y'all can't work here. Knowing this idiot, he probably won't do something like that. But being in that situation sucks. This is why I tell you guys, and a lot of stuff comes back to money. A lot of stuff comes back to finance, investing, personal responsibility. I tell you guys, get your shit together, guys. Have some fuck you money. I'm telling you, y'all don't want to listen to me. There's nothing better and no better feeling than having fuck you money when shit goes left. When someone throws something in your face or tries to do this or threaten you with that, you can say fuck you. And they're like, what? You can leave. And they think by you leaving, like that they're hurting you. No. You have fuck you money. You'd have enough money to sustain yourself, whether, you know, it's a year, 6 months, 3 years, forever, you know, like in the same line, forever. That was one of my favorite movies growing up, The Sandlot. Shout out if anyone ever watched that movie or if that's your favorite too. I grew up playing baseball, so, you know, I loved all the little baseball movies, Field of Dreams, Major League, Sandlot, of course, and of course, Sandlot 2, Little Big League, man, all those movies. But, Bad News Bears. Those movies are all hilarious. Now, get your shit together, though. This is very important because I feel bad for people. And I don't know if you guys know anyone that's in that position. Let me know, man. Let me know. DM me on Instagram. I'll do a barber. I'm just curious to know the story. Or if you know someone who's faced with this dilemma, let me know. I have a client. He's faced with this dilemma. He works at Texas Instruments and they rolled out the ultimatum. I don't know when the deadline is of that, but with him, he said people that were working there for 20 plus years in the teens, they're going to be quitting because they don't want to get the vaccine. And I'm just like, that's a shitty thing. Because with a company like this, of course, you get retirement. And damn, you got to jeopardize your retirement for this. You got to put all of these years that you put in to this company to get to this end goal, you got to give all that up because you don't want to get the vaccine. Now, look, that's a personal decision. And you could do what you want. Obviously, they're going to do what they want. I don't know what they will ultimately do, but it's just a shitty position to be in. And this guy, he's faced with the dilemma as well. You know, he's only been there, I think, a year. And he said he's not really with the vaccine, but with the whole thing of people leaving, either they're going to leave or get fired, whatever the case is, it's going to leave an opportunity open for him to move up. And they even told him this. So now he's like considering the vaccine. He's like, okay, I might be able to squeeze. Money's a good motivator, guys. That's all I can say. Money is a good motivator. This is why you need to have money, guys. This is why I tell you guys, be responsible. Be responsible. I'm telling you, because when life happens, because at some point in your life, I don't know how old you are, who's listening to this, life is going to happen. At some point, life will happen. It's just a question of how prepared are you when it happens? Because that's the ultimate. How prepared are you when it happens? You know, I don't know when. Look, I'm not a psychic. I can't tell you when. One thing I can tell you, and, you know, to try and pretend like I'm psychic, is it will happen. I know it's going to happen. I just don't know when. So I just hope that you're prepared when it does. So for you, for those of you that are like, oh, man, this dude's talking to me. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Okay. So when some shit goes left and you're not ready, think about me. Think about me. You're going to be like, damn, he was right. you know, people smack their lips like, man, roll their eyes, scoffing. Ugh. I'm just like, dang, you just having a seizure or what? But there's no better feeling, man. So I just try and tell people the real stuff. And I know a lot of people, they don't like hearing real shit. It's just, they're just allergic to it. Just anytime, it's like, and this is why people like a break from reality. They like to take a break from reality. They like their escapes. Me personally, I'm not a big fan of escaping. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I'm not a big fan of escaping, getting away or getting my mind off stuff. Like, no, dude, this is life. This shit's serious. You should always be tuned in, because if you find yourself escaping too much, you might not be able to get out. You're trying to escape, but you got lost along the way in your escape. Now you're stuck. And then you find yourself like, damn, dude, I've done the escape for 2 years and you've accomplished zero. So I just try and tell you guys, man, walk through life the right way. Do things the best you possibly could. Because I'm telling you, if your foundation is set up on shaky ground, eventually it's going to crumble. Eventually, things are going to start cracking, and you better hope they don't come back to back. So that's life. You know, this is barbering. This is the barber-client relationship. It's no different, guys. Get over this stuff. Try not to be too emotional. It's not that serious. You can replace them just like you got them. So I know, you know, it can be hard building a clientele. One of the things I always tell you, stay where you are. You know, don't move around a lot. I mean, this is conventional wisdom. And of course, it makes sense, right? It's hard to build a clientele when you're all over the place. Duh, you know, duh. We all know this. So barbering's easy. I just want you guys to make everything for yourselves easy. I want your life to be on autopilot as much as possible, because it goes back to what I said about those escapes again. When your life's on autopilot and things are just going smoothly, what do you have to escape from? What do you have to worry about? You have no worries. Like in my life, I don't really have many worries. My life is on autopilot. I can now focus my attention on other things. Whether it's like, oh man, like I need to make this much money because I got to pay this, man. If this don't get paid, man, I'm like, man, I don't know, man. Ooh, yeah. Oh man, over here, man, I got my car's not fixed, man. I got to get my car's broken. I got to do this, man. If I don't do this, like, no, I just don't have those worries. If it does happen, I'll just throw a little bit of money at it. I don't have to stress about stupid things like this. I can focus my attention on some other things that is less stressful, because your body doesn't perform well when it's stressed out. There's been studies that show you get sick easier when you're stressed. It's easier for you to get diseases when you're stressed. It's just not cool. You know, so all that escaping stuff, like this is why, like I told you guys earlier, I haven't been on vacation in a couple years. I don't mind it, because I don't feel like I got to get away. I don't feel like, oh, this is a burden to me. Like, oh, I need my time off. I need time away. Like, I honestly don't feel like I need all that time away. For me, it feels awkward. And even taking this extra day off a week feels a little bit awkward, but it's very effective because it allows me to get other things done. So it's not like I'm just sitting at home doing absolutely nothing all day. At least I'm productive with my time and I can get things done. And also in that, I've noticed, you know, more confirmation, obviously. No, 2 days ago was Tuesday. So I guess this week was my fourth Tuesday off. I definitely can feel how taking this day out has made my other days stronger. And I'm much more productive during those other days, like the Monday, Wednesday, you know, whatever. And then, of course, the weekend is right around the corner. But I definitely can see it. So It's just one of those things. Make your life easy, guys. The choice is yours. You know, do you want to be, ultimately, do you want to be happy or do you want to be a people pleaser? Because I'm telling you, the more and more you do, the more bigger you get, the more established you are. Like whatever the case, whatever you're going for, right? You want to be a celebrity barber, you want to be the most popular barber in the world, or you just want to be a booked barber or a busy barber, whatever. Hey, just saying, make your life easy no matter how you do it. Make your life easy. Tell people how you want to be treated, how you do business, and hey, if they want to walk the line, cool. If not, they can find their business or take their business elsewhere, okay? So don't worry about stuff like this. You know, I know a lot of people try to be everything to everybody. You try to be everything to everybody. You can't be everything to everybody. Sorry, it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen because in the quest of trying to be everything for everybody, you're going to find yourself miserable. This is why people want to get away, right? Because they're not happy with what they're doing. Like, who wants to kiss ass and who wants to put on a front just to be accepted and keep up this front all the time? Not cool, guys. Not cool at all. So once you get that status, you know, the problems are all the same. Don't think that if you elevate above, you know, you're not going to have the same problems. You got to get rid of your problems. You got to eradicate them. So, you know, just thinking that you moving up in status is going to solve the problem or you making more money is going to solve the problem. No, no, you'll still have the same problem. But that's going to wrap up this podcast. I just want to get on here. I actually meant to do this on Tuesday, and then I actually meant to do it yesterday. And then I said to myself, I'll just do this before I go to work today. Today is looking like it's going to be not so busy of a day, which I'm actually quiet as kept. I'm not too upset because it actually will give me a chance to do some other things. I'm trying to think. You know what? You know what? If I don't have any clients after I pick my kids up, you know what? I just might leave early and I might put some ribs on the grill. You know what? That's what I might do. I might put some ribs on the grill. Actually, you know what? No, I won't do that. I'll save that for the weekend because if you guys didn't know, I bought a pellet smoker. I have a regular smoker, you know, the little offset smoker. I have one of those too. I was telling myself this set of ribs, I want to use the offset because I want to see if there's a huge difference between the two and the smoke flavor and blah, blah, blah. You know, the ribs came out good on the pellet grill, had some good flavor, but I'm curious because obviously I haven't used the offset smoker in years, which is why I'm trying to sell it. But I'm curious to know if there's a big difference in, if there's a big difference in the flavor. I'm pretty sure there is going to be. I'm pretty damn sure. But I'm curious enough to try it. I am. I'm curious enough to try. So maybe what I'll do is, because this will be a fun little experiment. Maybe I'll, because I have two spare ribs and I have three St. Louis baby backs. So maybe what I'll do is, I'll cook them both simultaneously. So one on the pellet grill, one on the offset smoker, and then see how it goes. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to save that for Sunday. Yep. I'm going to do that on Sunday. So yeah. So again, your man's going to be eating good Sunday again. Boy, I've been eating. Look, like I said, I made so much food. So we've been eating barbecue literally all week. So I'm not sure if any of y'all are still eating barbecue from this weekend, but man, it's good, boy. But make sure you have that fiber in your diet. That's all I'm going to say. You know, you eating all that beef and pork and whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you have the fiber in your life or take a laxative because, you know, your body takes a little bit longer for your body to process meats. So be careful. Your man not doing something out. I'll holler.